In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, sometimes we read in the Holy Gospel words of Jesus Christ, we do not understand immediately. The majority is understandable for us, usually. But some words are provoking the question, what did he mean? What did he want to say? Because it appears for our logic as a little bit contradictional. This is at least our impression. To such words do belong also words in the Gospel of the 2 days, fourth Sunday after in Easter, the fourth Easter Sunday. And there we read in the Gospel of St. John how Jesus has addressed the word to the apostles and his disciples, and he said, I am going back to him who sent me. And because I have told you this, so full are your hearts with sorrow at my telling you this. And yet I can say truly that it is better for you I should go away. And this is, first impression, a strange word. What do we know? The apostles were called to follow Jesus, and they did. And during the 3 years of the public sermons and doing the miracles of Jesus Christ, they started to understand him, at least a little bit. And then there was a big shock. Jesus was condemned to death, to be crucified on cross, and then he has died. And the apostles did not understand. They were partly despaired, and they were thinking he will destroy all the enemies of the Jews, but now the game is over. This was their human impression on the Good Friday. So they left all, they were despaired. And then some women who were on the grave said, no, he has resurrected. Peter and John, they have become also witnesses of the empty grave. And so slowly and slowly their understanding has increased in them. He is alive. And Jesus has appeared them to the apostles, proving them that he is the same one but resurrected. And then this word. They had again the hope, the confidence, at least a little bit. It was growing. It was in a small amount, but nevertheless. And then Jesus says to them, your hearts are full with sorrow at my telling you this. And yet I can say truly that it is better for you I should go away. I should leave you alone here on earth. This was their understanding. Why does Jesus say this? In order to understand it from the human experience, we know that we all have been little children. And then our good parents have told us also about the good God who is loving us. And the more the parents have taken care of us and have expressed their sincere love for us, the more we could, the better we could understand how great our dear and loving God is. He is the Heavenly Father who is protecting us and helping us in all needs. This is the faith of a little child. But when a young child is growing, there comes a period where the child starts to ask the question, why? I do want to understand. In past, I had confidence to my parents, to my teachers, to my priests, what they have told me. My faith was based on their words because I trusted them. But today, God gave us the intellect, and God is expecting also that we find personal questions, that we work, we fight, we follow the battle, the spiritual battle, and then in this world we find responses on our questions. And this is a normal process in our lives. We must not expect that, for instance, a 12 or 14 years old boy has exactly the same faith understanding as a 4 or 5 years little child. And then we hope the young generation will find teachers, will find a good access to the sources of the Catholic faith and Catholic Church, and they can get responses. But we know the faith does stay a mystery. We know, and many points we have to believe because we are obedient. But the general questions, who is God and how is He? These are questions we do want to find responses. And we do need to ask these questions. This is not creating doubts on the faith. No, this is a natural process in our life in order to become an adult Catholic Christian who can defend his or her faith, who can stay together with the Church and has consciously found responses on his or her own. And this is possibly what Jesus Christ did want to say to the apostles and his disciples. It's good for you, I go away. The apostles, they were in certain manner in the situation, in the condition of a little child, 4 or 5 years young child. They were trying to find responses, but they have not yet. And then Jesus did want to say, yes, I have given you the basics. I have explained you the main important questions. You got an impression who I am and what is my mission. I tried to tell you what about is salvation of people. Now you must go alone your steps. Now you must find responses by your own experience. We know also when a young child or a child is learning to bike a bicycle, someone is holding the bike, but at a certain moment the hand is released. And then it can happen a mistake, and the child can fall down. But these are essential experiences, and the child learns to bike a bicycle. Analogically, it's very good if we young people, and generally we people, and especially young people, learn to swim. But somebody is also holding the child, but then the hand goes away and the young person should get the chance to swim alone. And only then you can learn it. And possibly Jesus is wishing to tell us by these words of the gospel today exactly the same. You have to walk alone. You will never walk alone, of course, but in some regards, yes, you will have. And you will have to make the own experience. I will be on your side, but I will allow you to do the experience. And then it's more founded. Then we have a convincement. We get a convincement in the truth of the Catholic faith, in the mysteries of God's revelation. Because we do our experience, we have worked. God has given us the intellect exactly for that mission. And then we can defend also better against the wrong accusations, against the errors, the heresies, and so on and so on. And this is important. And for that, we must be thankful to God that He allows us to fall down sometimes, even too. Yes, but this is necessary to stand up and then to pay more attention, and so we learn and progress in the process of learning and studying. And possibly this should be our access when we become aware of the battles we experience in our life, contradictions of other people, when people are fighting against us, the spiritual battle. We should think also more that God is possibly giving me a chance to do a certain experience is important for my further progress, spiritual progress. And several days ago, I have heard a very interesting statement of a wise man. And he said, you know, usually when we interpret all is happening around us as punishment of God, either as punishment when not good things, we accept them or interpret them as not good for me, is happening, or God is praising me when something happens, when, for instance, people are telling me, well done, thank you for the help, you are great, and so on. And he said, yes, possibly it is punishment, possibly it is a sign that God loves me or that God is supporting me. Yes, but possibly we should from time to time at least think also in a little bit different direction. When God is, as we interpret, punishing me, this is also an act of a wise teacher. He wants to show me the limits, and he wants to show me the negative effects of a fault, of a sin, of a bad decision, wrong decision. For instance, when a person, just a simple example, is smoking, it's smoking not only little, then some health issues do rise, and the people are suffering. We think God is punishing me. In some regards, possibly. But possibly it is a sign for me that I should stop smoking in order to avoid future more evil problems, health issues, with regard to smoking cigarettes and so on. And here we see, and also when God is allowing that people are supporting me, are praising me and saying, oh, you are a good person, well done, and you have paid much energy, invested in that, and this is a good help for me. Possibly God is just wishing to give me a credit. a credit, a farther credit. It's not because I am such a great guy, for instance. No, possibly he's just wishing to give me a credit so I can grow more. I should develop. I should progress and not always think how great I am and how wonderful my position is. No. And possibly this is exactly what Jesus did want to say to the apostles and his disciples with this word, and what he is wishing to tell us, because Jesus is continuing then and said, "So full are your hearts with sorrow at my telling you this. And yet I can truly say that it is better for you I should go away. He who is to befriend you will not come to you unless I do go. But if only I make my way there, I will send him to you." And then he is coming to speak about the Holy Spirit. And here we see the Holy Spirit will give us the inspiration. The Holy Spirit will give us the advices. The Holy Spirit will help us to make own steps in life with confidence in God's leading in my life, with confidence in God's providence in my life. But this is then a cooperation, God's grace in the Holy Spirit and my personal activity and experience. And so this is showing us how important it is to go through the veil of tears here on earth sometimes, because this is helping us to grow spiritually and to do the own experience. And for that, we do also want to be thankful, also for the sorrows, also for the obstacles in our life, because they are mostly given us, obviously, that we can do a further progress. And let us be thankful for God's providence in our life, and let us kneel down in front of the Holy Cross and adore the crucified and resurrected Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et mania semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.